Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 764, Aunt B in Real Life. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the folks over at WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Drop by over at Weavers. Got some great stuff for the holidays. You can get all kinds of great books. We've got children's books over there. Go check them out. We got The Adventures of Young Andy. That's a children's book that I think you'll like. Tons of other amazing books while you're there. Go check those out. If you don't like books, maybe you want to get a Christmas ornament for your tree. We got several of those. Go check those out. Or you might want to get a badge or a t-shirt. Just head over to WeaversDepartmentStore.com and check it out. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners like you. The executive producer of episode number 764 is Mike McGonigal. The High Sheriff of Mayberry is Chris Merrill. And a Patreon patron of the week is Brian Rose. And I'm Alan Newsome, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting. I'm so glad to be here with you. It's always fun to just spend time talking about the Andy Griffith Show and just all the things around it. This episode is 764, Aunt B in Real Life. Aunt B in Real Life. Did I say that at the beginning? I usually do. So that's one. That's what we're going to be going over. I found an article or was sent an article, and I honestly can't remember, back in probably July is when I ran across this, and we're just now getting around to it. So that's how far behind I am on a lot of things. But this article is from the Jackson Sun in Jackson, Tennessee, the best I could determine, from about 1990. And we're going to run through this as we visit with one another. And then we're going to play a little bit of trivia from the Mayberry Cruise 2023. Play a little few more questions on that. And that'll be about it for tonight. Hope everybody's been having a great month here. I want to remind you, if you want to order things, if you're listening to this contemporaneously, that means near when I put it out. That's a big word. I learned that in the newspaper. Make sure you drop by over at Weavers and pick up some stuff, because Christmas is coming, and to get it shipped to you in time, you need to get it in there pretty quick. So I'm going to get some background music going for us, I do believe, or just to have something so it's not just me talking, just to have a little bit of music in the background. I think we'll do this one. Just a little bit of background music. All right, guys. So let's head on to this article. Now, this is from the Jackson Sun from 1990, and it was written by Dolores Ballard. She was the Sun's senior writer. And the article is called Round the Corner, but the topic of this particular version of her column is called Real Life Gave Lie to Public Image of Lovable Aunt B. So Aunt B, it appears, wasn't everything she seemed to be. Newspaper reports last week carried the story that the late actress, Frances Bobbier, who played Aunt B on the Andy Griffith Show, was a reclusive person and lived a reclusive life in a house full of cats. But the story wasn't about Bobbier, was it? It was really about Aunt B, wasn't it? So she's basically saying, when you're talking about Frances Bobbier, you think of Aunt B. The home of Frances Bobbier, the news article wrote, reflects little of the coziness of the fictional house that Aunt B managed for the Sheriff of Mayberry and his young son on a popular television series in the 1960s. The folksy, friendly, fussy aunt of lanky North Carolina Sheriff Andy Taylor and the private, eccentric Bobbier weren't sisters under the skin. Instead, each stood in her own place, the twain divided by a sometimes blurry line where fantasy meets reality. People who watch TV can't see that line sometimes. Like the ships that disappear into the legendary Bermuda Triangle, human hearts and emotions get swallowed up by that blurry line. The legions who grew up with and loved the Andy Griffith Show still treasure it in syndicated reruns, even in commercially available box sets of videotapes or DVDs nowadays. To watch an episode is to wrap yourself in a home crocheted afghan, to eat warm buttered biscuits, to rest your feet on the back of a recumbent and loyal hound. It's getting a hug and a hay and a piece of spice cake from Aunt B, the all-purpose female relative whose living room was never strewn with old newspapers, whose sofa cushions were always plumped up, whose screen door was never hooked. Aunt B could take your heart back home with one modest snipper, one gentle scolding. She substituted for your aunt and your mama, your grandmother, or whoever. Unfortunately, Aunt B wasn't real. Oh boy, that hurts to say on this podcast. Aunt B wasn't real. She was a benevolent creation of television that the Bermuda Triangle, where the lines confuse us, bring to mind. Aunt B was a terrible bully, dominating and overshadowing Bobby A until she lost her right to be what she really was, an eccentric, not particularly gregarious woman. We've known loners and we've known quirky people who have kept a house full of cats. We've known people, heaven help us, we may be among them, who aren't exactly inspired housekeepers. But we don't generally tend to condemn them for it. But to find out that Francis Bobbier didn't invite people in for spice cake and rarely went out and lived in a dark. She lived in a dark house with cats and had all kind of, she's supposed to be Aunt B. And it was hard for us to find out that she was a real person. Bobbier was not a woman without heart, though. She left her house when she passed away to the Hospital Foundation and its contents to Public Television Network. She also saved all of her fan mail, but she really wasn't Aunt B in real life. She didn't have crisp gingham curtains on her window. And she appears she maybe didn't have any curtains at all on her windows in her sparse of amenities North Carolina house. Aunt B's kids, the hundreds of fans from the Andy Griffith Show, felt somehow betrayed. But that's only because of that blurry line where we watch people on television and think that's the real person and forget the fact that there is a real person behind that actor or actress. So that's the story. And many of you may have heard these things before, and I don't usually talk about most of this on the show. And Andy, and there's a story of Andy and Ron at one point going to Frances's house in Siler City, and she wouldn't let them in. And maybe it was because she did have a lot of cats in her house, and her house wasn't perfect, and maybe that was why she didn't let them in. Years later, she apologized. At least that's what we've been told to Andy about that, and Ron as well. So I think what we have to do is appreciate Frances for the joy and happiness that she's given us from the Andy Griffith Show. She did take care of Opie, and she took care of Andy, and she is the surrogate aunt or grandmother or mother that many people had when we watched her on television. That's who she was. But you have to remember, she's a real person, a trained actress. She had years of experience in theater, and she had starred in a television series before. So when you think about her, she had some cats. She loved cats. She gave money that is still today used to be able to provide Christmas bonuses to the police force and I think to the fire department there in Siler City. She endowed that with the money that was in her estate. As it mentioned, she gave her house to the local hospital. She was a wonderful, kind lady, but she was private. So keep that in mind as you, I guess, as you think of her. She's a real person. Now, everything I've been told as well, when she did go to the grocery store in Siler City, she looked like Aunt Bee. Everything from the gloves that she would wear on her hands, little hat on her hair, the dresses that she wore. So it's easy to realize why so many people see Frances and think Aunt Bee. Anyway, this is a cool article. I hope you guys enjoyed that. It's not the whole article. I couldn't find the whole article. Some of it's cut off, so I had to embellish to get some of it together because I only have a single page of this, but I thought that was better than nothing for us all. The picture they have on the cover is her in the airplane when Aunt Bee learned to fly a plane. So I think that's kind of interesting. I don't know. Did Frances know how to fly an airplane by any chance? Another article I did find was talking about her having her Studebaker that she had. You know, that she, that the green Studebaker. If I can, I'll try to go over that at some point in the future and tell you that story as well. Tell you about what I found there. But it was a pretty nice story that I found in a different newspaper when I was trying to find this article to be able to share with you. But she was an Emmy-winning actress. And basically, she gave her life to Aunt Bee on the Andy Griffith Show. And so she basically, you know, she did that. And of course she went on the Mayberry RFD. She was on that as well, but she had been in Broadway and motion pictures. She had done all these kind of things. She had worked alongside Betty Davis and Henry Fonda. She had done all these kind of things. And then she worked for about 15 years in television, in the series grind of television, and eventually she moved to Siler City, North Carolina, which is pretty amazing, really, that she moved to North Carolina, but she must have really kind of liked the fact that people associated her with Aunt Bee. Because why would you possibly move to North Carolina if that bothered you? Because I'm pretty sure everybody in town, she was Aunt Bee. if that was her intent to get away from Hollywood to go somewhere where she wouldn't be typecast, I'm pretty sure that didn't work. But anyway, she was a wonderful lady. I hope you enjoyed the little story. I hope it just reminds us, you know, that she was a real person. She did do grand marshals of parades. She was honored at civic events there in that area in Siler City. She drove a 1966 Studebaker Daytona that she had actually driven on Mayberry IFD. That's what she actually drove around town as well. I think there's a lot to be proud of for the lady, and I hope you remember her with kindness as you go forward. All right, guys, that is what I have for that, but it is time to play some trivia. Now, this is going to be from last week, so the trivia music, our background, from the VW Boys. Thank you, VW Boys. So I'm going to pull out our trivia now. It's in my booklet here that Kenneth Junkin provided to me. Trivia, we did 5 questions, I do believe, last week. So we're going to start on the next question. So if you're ready, so everybody in our chat room that's live with us on Monday night, so if you'd like to join us for these live recordings, you can join us on Monday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern time. That's what time we do it. So we got folks in our chat room are ready to play trivia. I hope you are. So if you've got a pencil, you might want to write it down, or you can probably just remember these. All right, here we go. Question number 1. It's actually number 6. Maybe I'll just go from that. This is number 6. There's 20. I don't remember. Wait, this is Mayberry Days trivia. Oh, I knew this is going to be way harder. Wait, let me find my other trivia. Ah, here it is. I was like, what is that? That's going to be hard. All right, question number 6 from Mayberry Cruise Trivia 2023. Arnold Winkler's dad gave him an Intercontinental Flyer bike. Arnold Winkler's dad gave him an Intercontinental Flyer bike. What did his bike cost? Okay. Arnold Winkler, his dad gave him an Intercontinental Flyer bike. What did his bike cost? Have you got an answer for that one? That was a little hard. I want my bike. My dad won't care. Go ahead and lock him up. Go ahead. How much did his Intercontinental bike cost? What did his dad pay for it? Are you ready? The answer, you can pause if you don't want to hear it yet. The answer, his bike cost $70. That's from season 3. It's actually episode 84 overall episodes, okay? All right, so number seven. Who told Opie, if you touch a bird, it's going to die? Who told Opie, if you touch a bird, it's going to die? It's going to die. Who told Opie that? Okay. Read it one more time. Give you the answer. Again, you can pause if you don't want to know. Who told Opie, if you touch a bird, it's going to die? The answer? Who else could it be? Johnny Paul Jason. Johnny Paul Jason told him that, and that was in season 4. It was episode number 101 overall. So if you go through the episodes, it's the 101st episode of the Andy Griffith Show, but it's in season 4. All right. Number 8. Name Ramona Ankrum's grandfather on her daddy's side. Name Ramona Ankrum's grandfather on her daddy's side. See how our chat room over here is doing. They're doing okay. They're doing all right. How are you doing? All right. Name. What's the name? Try to say it different. Maybe help you. What's the name of Ramona Ankrum's grandfather on her daddy's side? The answer is Rotten Ray Ankrum. Yeah, he burned down the town. Don't you remember that? started the coal the charcoal company. All right, that's number eight. Number nine. Who jokes that the son of a cop usually grows up to be a gangster? Who jokes that the son of a cop usually grows up to be a gangster? Yeah, folks in the chat room are having a little bit of a hard time on some of these. How are you doing? Who jokes that the son of a cop usually grows up to be a gangster? I think this one's a little harder. This is a little harder than normal. Okay, the answer, you can pause. I see Emmett got this one right. I see he was the first one in our chat room. The answer is Skippy. Skippy, the fun girl. Not Daphne. Hello, not her. It's, oh, Bernie. That's Skippy. That's from season four. It's episode number 123 overall. The 123rd episode of The Andy Griffith Show. All right, number nine. Earl Pike purchased his son a new car on his birthday. How old is his son anyway? Earl Pike purchased his son a new car on his birthday. How old was his son on his birthday? This is one of the great lines ever to me. It's so unexpected. I love this one. All right, Earl Pike. Oh, look here. It says Earl Pike bought his boy a car for his birthday. How old is his boy anyway? The answer? He's 57, isn't he? Oh, yeah, that's right. He's 57. I love that. He's 57, isn't he? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. All right, so that was from season 5, episode number 136 overall. Okay, good job. All right, number 10. Barney tells Opie that when he attended high school, he wrote a sports column for the school newspaper. What was the name of the column? What was the name of the column? All right, Barney tells Opie that when he attended high school, he wrote a sports column for the school's newspaper. What was this column called? Okay. The answer is Pick Up and Splashes from Floor and Pool by Bernard Fife. You don't have to add the Bernard Fife. So if you got Pick Up and Splashes from Floor and Pool, you got it. So that's from season 5, episode number 153. So that's 5 questions for tonight. That's all we're going to do. We're not going to do more. We're going to cut this a little short this week. Well, it's not really short. We're still going to be 20-some-odd minutes long. It's just shorter than the previous episodes have been being lately. So, folks, did you enjoy the trivia? How did you do? These are a little harder. These are not the super easy kind of just fun trivia that we've been doing for weeks and weeks here. This is a little bit harder. These were from the Mayberry Cruise this year, and we had a champion of the Mayberry Cruise that won this contest. So we will talk about that later if I have not already told the answer of who that was. But it was a lot of fun. We had some pretty good trivia people on the cruise. So we definitely have that. So, all right, guys, I think that is about it. I hope you did well. Had a chat room. I'm looking in our chat room. Again, if you'd like to be a part of the chat room, you can join us at live.2chairsnowaiting.com on Monday nights at 8 p.m. And you can also join. There's folks over in the chat room on Facebook, and there's folks over on YouTube as well, all joined in. And I'm going to see if there's a way we can do this on Twitter, or now X, and see if I can do that over there as well, if there's a way to do live. I don't know if there is. But I'm going to check on that. So you can follow me over there, though. So there's a link on our website that will let you follow me all over the place on Facebook and Twitter and all those places. You can follow me over there if you'd like to. But it's just Alan Newsome, A-L-L-A-N-N-E-W-S-O-M-E. It's very creative on Twitter. Follow me over there. I recently got a checkbox because I started, well, you have to pay now to get a checkbox, but I was doing it so I could do long form videos. So I'm going to start putting these videos on X or Twitter coming up here. So they'll be there. They'll be on YouTube. I'm trying to expand the corporation. So I hope you guys will join me there if you can. If you follow me, I'd love to get followed over on X. I don't post anything except Mayberry stuff pretty much. So it's just like Facebook. Let's see, anything else going into here? I don't think so. So folks, I just want to thank you for joining me here on Two Chairs. It's always fun to spend time talking about the Andy Griffith Show. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed hearing some about Frances and her real life. And just reminding us that these are real folks that have real lives, and we have to show them some grace at times, and not be mean to them. Okay. So I hope you enjoyed that. I hope you enjoyed the trivia, and we've got more trivia coming up next week, more stories, and I'll be glad to see you. I'd love to hear from you. You can call me at 888-684-8415 or email me at floyd@imayberry.com. Head over to twochairsnowaiting.com, and all that information is there, and we can stay in touch. So, folks, until next time, have a great week.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.